Well, if your pay packet doesn't feel like it's getting any heavier, unfortunately, there's not much relief in sight. The latest data on wages released late this morning shows growth remains flat, continuing a long trend. The quarterly update on wages comes as the supermarket giant Woolworths is warning about subdued consumer demand. Joining me in the studio with the details is the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, what is this latest data revealing about the direction of wages?
Eleanor, the ABS says wages actually grew a little less than expected, up by 0.5% in the most recent quarter, making 2.3% over the year. So that's barely changed from the previous reading, something the ABS described as, quote, an extended period of moderate hourly wages growth. The situation's a little better in the public sector with wages up 2.5% year on year, but private sector wages are at their highest since December 2014. Western Australia had the lowest wages growth of 1.6% through the year, while Victoria had the best at 2.7%. All of this is important in an election year when economic management is in major focus. Of course, higher wages are important in terms of more tax as the government races for that holy grail of a budget surplus.
Indeed. And also this morning, Woolworths revealed its latest profit, but there's also a warning. Tell us about its warning.
Well, Woolworths' half-year profit is up 1% to $979 million, but its shares are down 5% in late morning trade after that profit missed estimate. But Chief Executive Brad Banducci is noting a material slowdown and said subdued consumer demand was a challenge for the business. Mr. Banducci says the reasons are a bit unclear, but he's keeping an eye on the housing correction as borrowers see their perceived wealth decline, bad weather, recent high petrol prices and sentiment driven by an economy that looks like slowing. One major gauge, though, is Woolies liquor business, Dan Murphy's, where customers appear to be buying more Prosecco, more gin for gin and tonics as they move from budgets based on champagne to sparkling wine.
Dan Murphy's is our business that's probably most leveraged to discretionary spend in truth. We saw material trading down from champagne to sparkling wine, for example, in Dan Murphy's, which flowed through the results. But it's very hard for us to unpick it outside of our customers worrying about the affordability of a basket of goods. We were particularly worried about the fuel price move, because if customers or a family spends $110 to $150 of food, actually the cost of their fuel and the mortgage are then their second two biggest expenses. But of course, the housing price issues have gone up. How that manifests in mortgages will be something we'll all watch with interest, I think.
So that's Woolworths Chief Executive Brad Banducci speaking to journalists this morning, including the ABC's Peter Ryan. Peter's still here in the studio with me. Peter, we've learned also about the exit package for Andrew Thorburn, who's leaving the CEO job at the National Australia Bank after criticism from the Banking Royal Commission. How big is the package?
That's right. Well, Andrew Thorburn leaves the role as NAB CEO next week. He'll take a $1 million payout. That's payment in lieu of 26 weeks' notice. But Mr. Thorburn is missing out on a potential incentives package of around $22 million if he'd stayed in the job. That's being forfeited in lines imposed by the NAB board. Now, Mr. Thorburn was on around $4.4 million a year, but his interim replacement, Phil Cronican, will be on $1.5 million. That's $150,000 a month. Also, there's been a big backdown by the NAB board. Outgoing chairman Dr. Ken Henry will no longer have a say in who's appointed to replace Andrew Thorburn after criticism from Future Fund Chairman Peter Costello and other governance experts in the wake of the Royal Commission's scathing criticisms.
Peter Ryan, our Senior Business Correspondent, thank you.